Welcome to another episode of Poison in Your Food. I'm Dr. Darren Wayne, your food scientist, also known as the Food Guru. What does the non-GMO label really mean? We see the non-GMO label everywhere these days, on all sorts of products, from junk food, yes, to, of course, certified organic products. But have you ever asked yourself how these junk food makers can claim to be non-GMO when none of their junk has ever even been certified organic? The answer is simple. You don't have to be organic to claim non-GMO. Let me say that again. You do not have to be organic to claim non-GMO. So then, why can they still claim non-GMO without ever being organic and without even including a single natural ingredient? Well, because being non-GMO has nothing to do with being organic. Heck, you could label a Twinkie non-GMO if you really wanted to. It's so unfortunate that so many people have been tricked into believing non-GMO is somehow healthy and even comparable to the organic certification, even though one has nothing to do with the other. So, what does the non-GMO label really mean? It means lies. It means deceit. And it means greed. You see, when GMOs became a thing and everyone around started noticing just how dangerous GMOs are, the junk food makers got together to discuss an incredible opportunity for them, which was to make their junk food seem healthier by simply slapping a non-GMO claim on their junk food packages. And from a psychological perspective, when the masses see that a brand is avoiding one poison, they automatically assume that brand is also avoiding all poison. And they know this is exactly what the masses believe, and the fact that most people now associate the non-GMO label with also being organic is proof. Tricky, aren't they? The claim that a particular product was non-GMO and therefore safer to eat has now been turned into a lie to sell more junk food. You see, GMO means genetically modified organism, which requires GMO seeds to be used to grow GMO crops. But if the farmer does not use GMO seeds to grow their crops, but instead still uses regular seeds and sprays their crops with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and of course artificial fertilizer, technically they can claim non-GMO, right? But you're still eating pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and artificial fertilizers, which is what GMOs are already. That's why the non-GMO claim means absolutely nothing. Now, there is one instance where the non-GMO claim actually matters, and that's when you see the non-GMO seal and the USDA organic seal together on the same package. Only in this instance can you trust the non-GMO seal. But then again, the only way to become organic certified is if the food was grown without GMOs. So that means that the non-GMO seal is certainly useless when it is on junk food, but also useless when it's on certified organic too. And don't get me started on what I think certified organic is and how it has been slowly becoming less and less organic over the years, which is another episode. The only way to avoid all the lies out there is to eat 100% clean every day.